and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by SNC Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat, online at scautomotive.com.
Here's a little lesson. 4 and 5 year old kids do not enjoy day 2 of the NFL draft on TV. That might surprise you, but when the draft is going on and you're sitting there and you're watching it, it starts at pick 33 on day 2 and you know your favorite team is picking at 41. And you're counting down, when is Cooper DeJean going to go to the Packers? When is Cooper DeJean going to go to the Packers? And the kids want to play in the basement and not watch the draft. So you have the phone, and you're being a mediocre parent while you're watching the phone, and picks are going off the board. You're like, hey, ball, let's play the toys. And then another pick goes off, and it's 33, 34, 35, 36. Packers are sitting there at 41. DeJean hasn't been picked yet. 37, 38, 39. All right, here we go. One more pick. And then you see Philadelphia trades up, and you're like, oh, no. Because Philly was rumored to Cooper DeJean in the first round. And you just knew, everybody in Packer Nation knew, every cheesehead knew that it was over. The dream run is over because the Packers are sitting at 41, but here come the Eagles. They trade into 40.
With the 40th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Cooper DeJean, DB, Iowa. Let's go.
All I wanted was an opportunity, you know, to play. There's a little frustration yesterday, but I'm excited with where I'm at, you know, being in Philadelphia, you know, being able to play for a great organization. I'm excited to get started there, get out there and get rolling, get back to playing football. I was getting tired of this pre-draft process. So I'm excited to just get back to playing football.
I'm a little partial, but I would prefer to live in Philadelphia.
As opposed to Green Bay, Wisconsin?
That's where I was conceived, Wicket.
Okay.
So... I am literally from there.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. How do you know that?
Because I was in a fertility clinic.
I was conceived
in a fertility clinic in Philadelphia.
Okay. Well, that answers that question.
I'm literally designer. What's up?
When the pick happened, I ran upstairs because I saw this was coming, and I yelled out, "No!" And my kids looked at me like something horrific had just happened. I said, "Nah, Daddy's just upset because Cooper DeJean went to the Eagles and not to the Packers, and then Green Bay immediately traded out of 41 anyway. So who knows if they were actually going to take DeJean there at 41 had he gotten to them. But congrats to Cooper, who, by the way, sounds like an absolutely boring and dreadful interview. We didn't want him anyway. I didn't want him anyway in Green Bay.
Oh, we wanted him.
Didn't want him anyway in Green Bay. Didn't even want Cooper DeJean. Rest of the Hawkeyes, by the way, they got drafted. DeJean was the only one to go early on day two in round two. He went 29th overall to Philadelphia. Next day, Eric All, the tight end transferring from Michigan, went to Cincinnati at number 115, followed by Torrey Taylor, their best player last year, the punter. Goes to the Chicago Bears. They only had 4 picks all weekend. They used one of them on a punter at 122. And then in the 6th round, defensive tackle Logan Lee went to the Steelers. As for Iowa State, defensive back TJ Tampa fell all the way to the 4th round to pick 130 to the Baltimore Ravens. And then Northern Iowa's Christian Boyd wound up going 199. The Tom Brady pick, 199. He goes to the Cincinnati Bengals. So the weekend was great. Hopefully your team drafted players that help you win a Super Bowl, especially if you're a Packers fan. And there were 7 players from our state drafted in the 7 rounds. Blazer, who's this?
Mullerin, y'all.
Hillbilly! What was the highlight of your weekend?
The draft.
Yeah? Did you like Detroit's draft as a Lions fan?
Yes, I actually do.
Good. Well, good to know.
I was even happier Philadelphia jumped up one spot.
It's rude. It's really rude. It's really, really rude when they jumped up to 40 to take DeJean.
It was a slick move.
I mean, honestly, Hillbilly, I'm sitting there on my phone watching my kids in the basement because they didn't want to watch the draft and I wasn't paying any attention to them. And I was just on my phone hitting refresh, and I see pick 38, 39, and I start to kind of creep upstairs because I want to see the pick get announced. And I see on the screen, Philly trades to 40. And I'm like, these sons of... Oh, it was terrible.
I seen that. I was like, no way.
You know what? The Packers fans didn't really want DeJean anyway. They wanted Edgerrin Cooper, the linebacker that they took from Texas A&M. That was the Cooper they wanted. Screw DeJean. He can go have fun in Philadelphia. Forget that.
Well, I can't wait till they play and DeJean destroys you.
They play week 1, by the way, in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Well, there's your first loss.
Hillbilly, get out of here. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Go back to Illinois.